Yeah. Let's take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mama kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing check, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas just stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good in the hood. I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Needed a love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and read me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and read me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. On the grill of my lowrider.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of the 19th Hole Golf Show. We're presented by BetDSI.com. I'm Ryan Ballingy. You can get a hold of me via Twitter at Ryan Ballingy, or you can get a hold of me via email, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. And Golf Newsnet is available on four different platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at the handle Golf Newsnet. All of our work is on golfnewsnet.com. Some of my work is on Yahoo Sports' Devil Ball Golf blog at sports.yahoo.com. You can download the GNN app, the GNN radio app. We're very excited to announce the GNN app. It's officially available for Android right now. Comes out for Apple sometime next week, as soon as Apple agrees to let us sell it to you for nothing. And once that's done, then everyone can use it. We're really excited about it. It's been a long time coming to have a legitimate app on both sides of the major phone, smartphone world. We used to have one for Android. It sucked. It's still on my phone. Now we have a good one, and that is on my phone. And now we'll have one for our iOS users, too, which we're really, really excited about. Our guest this week is John McGuire, and he is the CEO of Game Golf. Now, that's not what the company is called. The company is actually called Active Mind Technology, but you know it better as Game Golf. And they're the innovators. They're the originators of golf performance tracking. They were first to market in 2014, beating the likes of Arcos to the market. And they have evolved their technology over the last couple of years since when I first used the first generation unit to improve its connection to your phone, to its onboard GPS unit that you either put on your hip or somewhere else on your body to tag each shot, which you still do. But the technology has evolved to the point that it now provides you live statistics, live feedback with what you're doing on the golf course, and it gives you a better sense than ever of the performance that you're having or enjoying, or not enjoying for that matter, on the golf course as you play. And then that feedback you can use after the round, you can use it in challenges with your friends, and you'll eventually be able to integrate this with other technologies. And that was a key part of the conversation that I taped last week with John, which was to talk about the status of golf performance tracking, where we are right now, as well where this is going to go in a few years, and what integrations we can expect to see with other products, the things that we slap on our wrists or on our belts or on our heads to basically measure our performance, whether that be a Fitbit or a Focus Band or some other device that you use to track your health, your heart rate, what have you, even your phone, which you can use. So it was a really interesting conversation. It was a long conversation. It was actually longer than we originally both anticipated. Most times when we have a guest on the show, I tell them I anticipate having you on for 15 to 20 minutes. And when it goes longer than that, it means the conversation was good. And this was a really good conversation. But before we get to that, a word from Golf Knickers. Make your next golf outing a memorable one with Golf Knickers from golfknickers.com. Whether you're playing in a weekend foursome or suiting an entire team for an upcoming tournament, golfknickers.com has a vast selection of traditional golf knickers, Argyle socks, newsboy-style golf caps, and sweater vests to fit your needs, including my needs. Check out their selection at golfknickers.com and make your next golf outing the most memorable it can be. Use the promo code GOLFNEWS, that's GOLFNEWS, to receive 10% off your first purchase. So head over to golfknickers.com right now. I actually wore my golfknickers.com polo shirt yesterday out on the range. It was awesome. It's Masters Green, and I love it. So I'm very happy to have it. So without further ado, we give you our interview with John McGuire, and we'll come back and wrap things up at the end.
All right, John, so thanks for being with us. You guys have some really exciting news as you continue to innovate and to expand the feature set with Game Golf Live. Can you tell us the two new features that you're coming out with, the two big updates to the product?
Yeah, sure. So So obviously, as you know, we launched our second generation of our technology, which is GameGolf Live, and it provides for a major upgrade on the experience. So the two new features that we have launched, one is a database of pin locations, because that does not exist in golf. So we're building the first and most robust set of accurate data on pin placements and putting for the amateur golfer. Do you know what? Can we redo that?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead. You can start over. Just assume like you're answering fresh. We can cut it.
Yeah. Okay. So GameGolf Live is our latest technology. It's our second generation of the product we launched in 2014. And as you know, I think that surfaces data now to the phones, and it surfaces your yardages and your shot distances and things like that to the Pebble Watch, the Android Wear watches, and the Apple watches. So we've also just, we're constantly listening to our consumers. We're constantly listening to our golfers that are now using the technology in over 125 countries worldwide. And we have a new pin placement feature, which allows golfers to basically zoom in on their phone. You can set the pin location, and now you start getting the accurate yardages to where the pin is. But also you get the distances of all your putts, both on mobile and on web. So that's a big feature that, nobody else is doing out there. And once again, we're first to market with something like that. And that's something that the user base have been asking us for. The other feature is automatic hole switching. So this is basically, if I'm playing on a golf course, I'm on hole number two, I move to hole number three, the system automatically moves with me versus me having to go into the app and move to hole number three. So, a lot of these features are around making the system easier to use for golfers. And now we've got the live product, and now that we're surfacing data, it just creates for greater engagement and just a more pleasurable experience in the whole thing.
Since introducing the product a couple of years ago, how often do you give feedback from the user base, and how does that kind of develop what the product roadmap will be ultimately in which you release and the innovations you make for the next generation, which you'll plan for the third generation of the product?
I read a book years ago called Wickonomics, and that book was all about open innovation, listening to your customers, and basically kind of crowdsourcing innovation. And I'm a big, big believer in that. So, as I said, GameGolf has been used now in over 125 countries worldwide. That means we've a lot of customers, and the customers that love our product are constantly emailing us. And also there's a forum that we've set up that they can go in and they can vote on features that they want to see next. And then what we'll do is the kind of process that we have is we'll take the feature, or we'll look through them, we'll see how the voting is going, we'll see which features are rising to the top. And then internally we'll have a product meeting where we go through, the merits of, do we think that is a good product to introduce? What are the pros? What are the cons? And that's kind of how we go through. That's part of our product development cycle. So yeah, we're constantly listening to our golfers in terms of what they want. And the biggest thing from GameGolf Classic was we wanted it to be easier to use. We'd love to be able to get data while we're playing. We'd love to be able to get yardages like rangefinders and lasers give today, as well as getting the distances that you're hitting with all your clubs. So we've listened, and that's exactly what we've launched now with GameGolf Live. That's exactly what that product does.
Have you found the consumers have been maybe on the sidelines at first because they didn't either understand the technology or they didn't think, oh, well, I know how far I hit a 7-iron. I hit it 150 yards. And then over time, they've realized the benefit of the technology and that the truth is you don't hit 7-iron 150 yards. You hit it 142 yards, and that's why you come up 8 yards short every time. So what has kind of been the gap to get golfers who are historically – older consumers, and they're also a little technologically averse in some senses, to get on board with game golf?
That is a good question, actually. It's a very, very good question. The whole category of lasers and range finders is now an understood category. But when they launched first, it wasn't as, it was kind of like shot tracking, which is the category that we created in 2014. It requires education and it requires awareness. And thankfully, this company has put together some tremendous partnerships with the PGA of America. They're involved in our company. They're an investor. With the Golf Channel, they're involved in our company. with the tour players, Graham McDowell, Lee Westwood, Jim Furyk, and those guys. So thankfully, we've got really strong partners, you know, investing and getting involved in the company because they see this as the future of the game. Being able to collect your round of golf, being able to understand what you're doing, being able to, you know, look at every shot that you've taken helps with your course management, understanding the distances that you're hitting your clubs. We know now that 94% of golfers across the world, they're doing everything to try and improve their game, right? But the reality is, if they just did one thing, they'd drop a lot of strokes if they knew exactly how they're hitting their clubs. And it's nearly, oh, I don't know what it is. Is it an age thing? Is it an ego thing? I'm not 100% sure yet what it is. But people, most golfers, you will swear to you that they know their distances. Yet we know statistically that 94% of golfers select the wrong club and they come up short of the green nearly every time. In fact, Lee Westwood said that to us 2 years ago. You know, he said, in one of our interviews, he said, you know, John, if golfers went for the back of the green, you know, if they took that extra club to go for the back of the green, they'd end up in a lot less trouble than taking the club that they think that gets them there. So that's kind of one of the major value propositions of game golf, is that we actually dial in very accurately how far you're hitting your clubs. And now with the new product with Game Golf Live, now you also can get the distance to where you're trying to hit to. So it's the complete solution.
Not to ask you to be Freud and to put the average golfer on a couch, but why do you think that golfers have such a tendency to over-exaggerate how far they hit the ball and maybe how accurate they are with the ball? And what do you think? Do you think that getting this data out there to folks and getting them to use it in their own personal application to see that they over-exaggerate, do you think that will help alleviate them under clubbing so consistently?
Let me see. That's a good question. It's I certainly don't want to be Freud. I'll tell you that. You know, I just think it's. I think we all generalize. Number one, I think that because most golfers don't track what they're doing, they don't. They have a perception of what's happening versus a real understanding of what's happening. And golf is, it takes 4 hours. It's you use your clubs a number of times. You're in different locations. It's pretty hard. There's a few people out there that they can recall every single shot that they've ever taken, but generally most golfers can't. So I think just not having the data is part of the reason why golfers tend to select the wrong clubs. And I think also as we get older, I think we carry the perception that we can still hit that same distance. I think that's a big part of it. As we get older, you know, we should be able to do that, and that's why we select that club. But then the result is different. And I think that's just, we all want to continue to be able to do the things that our head is telling us we can do versus what our physical body can actually do. I think there's a difference.
When Game Golf came out in 2014 and the category kind of established itself, I kind of thought that there would be this fear among golfers of knowing the truth, confronting reality, that golfers really don't want to know what the truth is about their game and how bad they are because they just, like you said, want to generalize and remember the good stuff. But obviously that hasn't been the case. There are people who really want to know what is happening in their game and how they can either take practical steps, like figuring out how far they actually hit the ball to improve, or taking a deeper dive into that data to figure out what their tendencies are, either where they play every week or where they play all this, you know, anywhere they play. Have you found that folks take that actionable data and go the easy route with it and just club up? Or have they gone the whole deep dive and figured out, okay, well, I tend to fade the ball to the right. I need to give lessons to figure out how to go to the left and to work the ball. I mean, how far are people willing to go with the data once they've got the truth?
So, you know, one thing is, so the first thing is data in this industry has generally been very difficult to understand. And that's one of the reasons we did this. We spent a lot of time, resources, and capital in really trying to understand how we can make this system, including the physical, but also the mobile apps and the web and stuff, how do we make it as simple as we possibly can? And that is definitely a design consideration that we that we continually work towards. I mean, every day we're tweaking things, we're adding new, easier ways to edit. We're constantly changing the system to make it better, and it is getting better and better and better every day. So it depends on the type of golfer you are, right? So if you're a low to mid handicap golfer and you really want to dial in your game and you really want to reduce, you know, shave off strokes, then we have golfers that are on the Golf Channel Am Tour, you know, the Hurricane Tours, even professional golfers, actually, like the Ladies European Tour, the Men's European Tour, the Sunshine Tour in South Africa, as well as this year's PGA Tour, that are beginning to use the technology to really understand what's going on in the round of golf. And that's the ones that really want to dial it in and get better. Because, you know, there's nothing more satisfying than taking out a club and just nailing that shot to the distance, right? There's nothing more satisfying. And that's the thing that keeps golfers coming back. But then for the high handicap golfer, you know, the value proposition for game golf for the high handicap golfer is I can play a course here in San Francisco and I can be out with three other guys, but at the same time, I can be competing in the leaderboard against my brother who's playing a course in Ireland, our colleagues that are in Asia. And it's that, so it's not just about improvement. It can also be about fun, because at the end of the day, we all want to have fun. We don't want technology getting in the way of that. We're building technology that actually augments that, that allows that competitive spirit that we all have to show up in live leaderboards, in challenges where we can see how we've done against tour players. But for the better golfers, it's all about dialing it in, knowing your distances. You know, we have a thing called strokes gained, or a feature called strokes gained analysis that, you know, it came out of MIT by Professor Brody. I still don't really understand what it is, but our engineering team do. But what I made sure was, you know, okay, so we'll show the graphs and we'll show the data, but I want it in English. I want to know off the tee, approach, short game and putting, I want the system to tell me exactly what it is I need to be doing in those exact areas. So, for example, the system is telling me in my approach shots that if I can dial in my 6-iron from 145, 150 yards, and from the rough, then I'll reduce my strokes by about 2.8 strokes per round. Now that's granular, that's actionable data that golfers that want to become better, and most golfers do want to become better. Most golfers want to enjoy the game more. So there's a few things that we're doing to help with that. Some of those features I just mentioned.
Have you seen with, and obviously you guys have full eyes on the data, so you know what each user, I mean, not to the person, but you can see trends in data. You can see things changing. Have you seen within the data the user set of people who use game golf that a percentage of them, whatever they are, if they take that data and employ it in their practice, that they improve and that all of a sudden you can kind of see the trend? Well, now they used to lose 2.5 strokes around from 150 in the fairway, and now they're only losing a half stroke or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, it's – I mean, what's the point otherwise? We're constantly monitoring what's happening with our users and down to user level, actually. And you know, the features that we are releasing is all around helping the person improve, as well as having fun. Like the other, you know, we release benchmarks. So you can see under fairway accuracy, greens and regulation, putts per hole, sand save, scrambling. You can see, let's say I want to become a scratch golfer and I'm at 15 right now or something like that. I can compare the results that I'm getting to a scratch golfer. I can see under a number of different headings, categories, where am I falling short? And then I can use that data to either read articles, read blogs, or get coached. But now you see, you have the data to actually really do something about your round of golf. Versus typically what happens is you go to visit a coach, they look at your swing, they ask you a few questions, which are, you know, the answers of which we know are always skewed because you really don't know what's happening. and that's kind of then, and then you hit a few balls and they, okay, your address position, your hands are too far forward, they do that type of thing. But that needs to be augmented. That coaching relationship has to be augmented with, here's what has happened in the last three times I played. Here's the typical distances I'm hitting. Here's my typical shot dispersion pattern. You know, here's where I'm losing strokes. Now you can, you know, it's just so obvious, right? The first stage of any change is being aware of what's happening. right? That's the first. It doesn't matter what the industry is, what the sport is. You have to be aware of what's happening. It can't be what you think is happening. It has to be based on real data. And that's what these systems, you know, that's what Game Golf does. It kind of feeds back in a mirror. You can see what you're doing in a mirror. You can see all your shots. You can see the course you're playing. You can see your tendencies. And you can go as deep as you want on the analytics, which is all around improving. And another thing that, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but it's becoming more and more popular now on the tour. You know, you see Jason Day with the focus band and these types of different systems that are, you know, the tour players are using to get into the kind of frame of mind that's required. Well,
yeah.
In 2014, we launched Game Golf with a tagging process, you know, where you bring the club to the device and the device vibrates. And some people love that and some people are like, it's mechanical, I forget. But the reason we built that into the product, there was a reason we did that. The reason is a mental trigger that when you tag it, you look down the fairway, you ask yourself, what would a good shot look like here? If you ask yourself that question, and if you try and play that shot in your head before you take the physical shot, there's a good chance you're going to be focused on the shot and not focused on the last bad shot or the three guys that are standing behind you. You know, so we know when the system is used as it was designed, it drops strokes fast. I mean, there's been a number of PGA pros around the country that did studies with us, and we know it shaves, you know, anything up to 9-10 strokes per round when you really start using it.
Wow. So when you commit to reality, you can actually confront it and do something positive about it instead of flailing
yeah.
away and guessing at it. And
yeah, yeah.
What does that give you as the head honcho of Game Golf that you are able to help people enjoy something that so many millions of Americans and people around the world do better?
It's pretty cool. I mean, you know, my background is engineering, but also behavioral psychology. I would have worked on the sports psychology side of things with everything from professional ballerinas to the weekend warrior golfer. So I have a technology and a behavioral change background. So I know the way we design the system. I know it works. I know it works when it's used that way. I know it's the best system on the market today. There's no doubt about that. We have a clear leadership position. We're constantly iterating on the technology. We're in Silicon Valley. We're in San Francisco. You've got the likes of Fitbit. You've got Strava. You've all these companies around us that are leaders in their categories. We're friends with them. We sit with them. We eat with them. We talk about, you know, did that feature work? How did users engage with that? And then we look at the industry we're in, golf, and we say to ourselves, okay, is that something that we could bring into the industry? Is that something that could really help golfers enjoy the game more? Is that something that can help golfers improve? And, you know, that's how we kind of do it. That's how we get our ideas, our inspiration. We kind of, you know, there's a bit of a Medici effect where we've a coming together of different industries. We listen to our consumers. And, as somebody that came from Ireland that, you know, was a one-man band in a down a boring in a house thinking about doing this, to today, a technology, a system that's been used in over 125 countries, where you have the likes of Graham Lee, Jim, you know, we signed Maria Vrchinova, the number one female golfer from Russia, Sophie Walker in the latest European Tour, PGA of America CEO Pete Bavak was behind this, Golf Channel President Mike McCarley. Yeah, you know, sometimes when you step back and maybe you've gone away for the first weekend all year with your family and you're kind of just relaxing and trying to think about what it is and where it's at right now. When you're in the weeds, when you're thick in the weeds of it, you don't take time to appreciate it. But when you step back, it is pretty awesome. But it's a challenge, you know. It's every day you're we've got to be on our toes. We've got to be in front and we've got to be adding value and we've got to be improving the ease of use on our technology. And just constantly, constantly, how can we make this better? And that is the way we are primed. That is the way we think in this company.
To that end, obviously, at a certain point, you're limited by what technology can do. Whatever hardware is out there, that's what you're limited by. That's what everyone's limited by until the next hardware comes out. So what are those things that are maybe on the horizon that maybe folks aren't necessarily cognizant of technology or kind of on the cutting edge of technology might be coming out that could make Game Golf even better than it is for the average golfer?
Well, Interesting. I'd like to know your background because that's an interesting question. You're right. Technology is constantly evolving and changing. The pace of which is just, even with us based in Silicon Valley and San Francisco, I mean, even trying to keep up with it here, and we're right at the cutting edge of it. It's just moving so fast. It's incredible. So, you know, we at the show this year, we announced the partnership with Golf Pride, which is the smart grips, putting the technology mm-hmm. into the grips. That's something that we're working on. The first phase of that is going to come pretty soon, where we start putting the tags into the grips. You know, so we see that as a leapfrog. You know, the features, the way we're, the ease of use features that we're constantly working on, you know, is really important to the company. And I think we have a unique advantage. I think our location in the world and the companies that we know very well that are leading their categories and understanding how they're thinking about technology and understanding how technology is getting smaller. I mean, it's just an evolving field. You have to have your finger on the pulse of it, and you have to move fast. This whole world is internet speed now. So as a company, you know, and I don't think we're there yet. I think we're getting there. I think we're even though we have a leadership position, I don't think we're moving fast enough. But that's what we do. We put ourselves under massive pressure to try and deliver a consumer experience. Because I tell you, there's nothing more gratifying for me when I'm talking to a golfer and they say, and I don't tell them who I am, and I say, hey, have you ever used Game Golf? And they say, love it. Been using it for, I have 60 rounds on the platform. I you know, that to me is, it's been worth it. It's been worth, you know, joining my wife on the second week of our honeymoon, leaving my kids for a year while I was, you know, raising the initial finance for this company. That makes it worth it for me. And that's, you know, that's what I've dedicated my life to doing basically so far.
Do you think that to that end of the first half of the question, that things like you mentioned Fitbit earlier, that the other facets of tracking human activity, particularly fitness tracking, and you mentioned Focus Band too, that those integrations will become a key part of Game Golf at some point in the future because it'll allow us to finally put all the pieces together and say, this is how your breathing affects your game. This is how walking affects your game. This is how riding affects your game. This is how making sure you stretch ahead of time affects your game. All of those things that we want to know the correlation to our performance, but we can't quite get it yet.
It's a fair point. It is a fair point because there's all these different systems that are doing different things. And that is, you know, that is part of what we're doing here. We're working hard towards integrating different solutions into a seamless experience. And that's harder than it sounds. It probably sounds hard too, actually, as I say it out loud, because it is hard. To do that properly requires world-class design thinking and design. And luckily, we partner with Yves Berhard, the Swiss designer. So we're constantly working with him and his team on exactly that, on what are the right things to bring into this. I mean, we haven't released it, but we've already got the whole step tracking and the health side of this. That's something that will come in the future once we test it enough to make sure that it's accurate enough. It's something that we've been working on. So that's going to come. You know, I already feel that the focus band or that process that Jason Day goes through, that's there already. It's the tagging. People just don't know that, but that's what it is. It's there. If used like that, you're going to drop strokes fast because you're focused on every shot. There's a guy called Professor Lardon that he worked with He worked with Phil Mickelson. You know, a number of the Masters that he won, or a number of the, you know, when he, you know, mm-hmm. Phil, when he was winning everything, he was working around having a mental trigger to ask that question, how would a good shot look like, and then play the shot in his head before he took the shot. You know what? That's what he did. That's what Graham McDowell does. That's what Jason Day is doing right now. That's what all the good golfers, the Golf Channel Amateur guys, the really good ones that are winning, Rob LeBritz that just won the PGA last week, that uses our product. They all use it like that. So there's no coincidence that those guys are out there hitting low scores, winning tournaments. But, you know, there is the other side of the – there is that other larger group, I think, that it's not just about improvement. It has to be about fun. It has to be about delivering an experience that makes you want to keep using the system because it's fun. And that's the thing that we constantly strive towards. You know, make it easy, make it fun, make it visual, and then after that, you know, it's a fantastic tool.
And it already is. I mean, in no way were my questions designed to bemoan the product at all as it is now. It's leaps and bounds above what we had before 2014, where you would mark something on your drawn document or your yardage book or your card, and then you put in a spreadsheet or a database, and if you went that far with it, and maybe you kind of sort of knew some things about your game, but certainly not to the extent that we do now. And it is equally exciting to know that if we have this conversation 3, 5, 7 years from now, that the technology will evolve even further, and we'll know even more about our game. And it'll be because you guys have made that commitment in this space to make that experience that much better, and it'll be that much more rewarding for you. So I'm very excited for the future of this category, whereas I think folks who kind of maybe are cynical about golf clubs or golf club technology for whatever reason, they have no reason to be cynical about the future of game tracking, because it's only going to get better and be more useful to players.
That's right. That's right. It's we've established the category. Obviously, competitors have come into it. We're leading it. We're well in front. But competition is good because, I mean, you know, we have set ourselves a very high standard in here. The team is, our expectations are high in this company, very high. And that's hence the reason why we got the PGA and others to partner with us versus anybody else. So, you know, when I talk the way I talk, it's because we want to just create that product that is, you know, that is better than it is today and better than it was in 2014. And just continually iterate, continually make this thing easier to use. Because right now it is pretty easy to use. It's pretty intuitive. A lot of time and resources has gone into making that happen. But you know, is it the iPhone? Can we make it that simple that even your four-year-old, that's what we're striving towards. We want to make this just so simple that it's, and we're well on the way there. I mean, GameGolf Live has just leaped and bounded out there in front again. I mean, it's. I think personally, it's an incredible product. Being able to just look at my wrist with one of the watches that I currently wear, Pebble or Apple, being able to get my distances while also getting the number of shots that I've just taken, the distance I'm hitting my clubs, you know, from the GameGolf Live system, that's pretty incredible. It's non-intrusive. It makes it the whole thing easier. And then you know, the whole live leaderboards and the challenges, I love that side of it because that's the type of person I am. I think since the age of 10, when I was competing in all types of different sports, and if I lost, I'm just really competitive. So I love the fun competition side of it. That's to me, that's the big thing for me in this. But for the Robert Britzes and all these guys around the U.S. that really want to dial it in, it has all the features for them too, with benchmarks, strokes gained analysis, you know, being able to set pin positions, all that stuff. I mean, it's incredible now. The system is incredible.
You unwittingly gave a segue to the other piece of news that you have for us, and that is that you guys are giving away 7 figures over the course of the summer, or at least potentially 7 figures over the course of the summer and the early fall. So would you talk a little bit about the promotion that you're running between the three remaining major championships this year, as well as the Deutsche Bank Championship?
I will. So this is a big one. So everything we're trying to do is to move the needle, is to just do something different in the industry to create excitement around the game, to get more people golfing. You know, we're not satisfied with getting more market share in a market that exists. We want to help the PGA and all the bodies that are out there. We're trying to help them increase the number of people that are participating in the sport. Strava did a really good job in cycling in helping create a renaissance. And we want to do exactly the same thing in golf. So we're announcing a $1 million Game Golf giveaway. And, you know, that's, can you imagine when we're in the offices and we're talking about, okay, what should we do here? And when someone said, well, let's give away $1 million. Can you imagine my reaction? I was like, are you crazy? No way. But that's what we're doing. because we are trying to be different. We are trying to move the needle here, and we're trying to offer value, and that's a game changer for someone in their life. So basically, this is how it works. Golfers go to gamegolf.com. It starts on May 23rd, and there's no purchase of technology required here. You just merely go there. It'll ask you for an email address and name. You put that in, and then I think it's the week before those major championships that are coming up, those competitions, U.S. Open, the British Open, the PGA Championship, and the Deutsche Bank, or the Deutsche Bank Championship. So a week before, we will pull somebody, a name from the database, and that person will win $5,000 for getting picked, and they will also be asked to give their name, to give the name and the cumulative score of the person that they think will win the competition. So Jordan Spieth or Jason Day, and what their cumulative score will be. If they win, they get $250,000. That's a game changer. I would like that. If they don't win, then it rolls to the next one, and then it becomes $500,000. So, and it rolls all the way to $1 million. So, you know, I think that's pretty incredible. I think that's us massively giving back, trying to give back to the supporters of our product, and really the our people that have purchased the product, that are using the product, just giving back in a really significant way, because that's a game changer, that type of capital, that type of money. And then, because, you know, because I want people to win, right? We want people on a weekly basis to be winning. So what I've done is we've gone to all our partners, right? So we've gone to the PGA for the PGA Championship. We've gone to our partners in Ireland for our trip to Ireland. There's a number of amazing weekly prizes that we will, every week, somebody is going to win a prize. So that could, and that's based on usage of our technology. So if you use the iOS app to track your round, if you use the Android app to track your round, if you use Game Golf Classic, or if you use Game Golf Live, as long as you're using any of those four things, when you upload your round, you're automatically entered into the competition for the million, and you're automatically entered into a weekly competition. And, you know, we've got some like drones, we've got the smart locks that you're hearing, the thermostats. We've got some pretty cool consumer products, and you know, obviously golf stuff, signed clubs from Graham, Lee. You know, there's a number of prizes that golfers would absolutely love to have. In fact, you know what I think we have as well, which I think is awesome? We have Lee Westwood's glove from the Masters. So, as you know, he came second in the Masters. We have his glove. It's dirty. It's signed. And, you know, there's going to be people out there that would love to get that. So we've got a lot of different cool prizes that will be won on offices as well, because we want to be giving away stuff here. But the big prize is $1 million. So that's the $1 million Game Golf giveaway. And then for Father's Day, you know, as typical with all companies at this time of the year, from May 23rd to Father's Day, Game Golf Live is going to, we're running a promotion for Game Golf Live, and we're going to offer that at $199, which is $100 off the US or the MSRP price, which is currently $299. So, and that's at gamegolf.com. It's in the golf specialty shops. It's in the pro shops that we're in, which is about 800. And also on Amazon Launchpad. So there are the three things we're doing. We're constantly iterating on the product, making it better. We're running a promotion, which is typical of all golf companies at this time of the year, which we think is a really, really good promotion. And we have $1 million sweepstakes with weekly prizes to be won. So I think, you know, I think we're, I mean, I wish I could enter some of these competitions, because the prizes are awesome. They're really awesome.
Yes, they are. I mean, I was going to say you're practically Santa Claus in the summertime. So, folks who if they've been on the sidelines on Game Golf, they should get off them now and head over to gamegolf.com and give it a try, because there's literally no reason not to at this point.
Yeah,
which is awesome, because I want more people to get involved with a game like this and feel like they know something about their game and can actually do something about it, which I think is absolutely important, like you said, to enjoying the game more. So, John, thank you for coming on. Thank you for telling us about the new stuff. We can't wait to see what comes out next after this, too. And as the product evolves, we'll certainly keep telling that story, too. So thanks for being with us.
That's awesome. Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having us on today. Thank you.
Thanks again to John for being a part of the show. Like I said, we had a fascinating conversation, and really, frankly, you only heard half of it. The other half of it wasn't even recorded for the show, and I really enjoyed talking to John, thinking about what's happening in this performance space, what's going to be coming next, and I think in 2 to 3 years, we are going to be astounded at what we can track as we play golf and what we're going to learn about ourselves as we play golf and how that's going to impact how we play. Ultimately, at the end of all of this, you've got to have a good golf swing, and you need to be able to technically perform all of the shots that are required to be good at golf. But having an awareness of your weaknesses and what you can work on, even if you're an elite player, and being able to integrate that with so many different technologies that are out there that are evolving kind of in their own spheres and they're starting to come together is going to be fascinating for golfers for years to come. We'll have some more news from Game Golf and a partnership with them and a contest in the month of June for all of you guys, as well as all of our readers on golfnewsnet.com and for Yahoo Sports. So we're very excited about that. We'll let you know about that on a future show, as well as on our website and in our app. Next week on the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the BMW PGA Championship. We'll talk about the results. We'll also talk about Colonial, two tournaments that one is kind of heading in the right direction with a more sound sponsorship in Dean and DeLuca, even if they took the Colonial name off the tournament. It's sound for years to come. And what's happening with the BMW PGA Championship after four different renovations by Ernie Els, a fifth coming to the Wentworth Club. He's not even playing the event this week, and neither are a lot of Europe's top players. And we'll discover and talk about why that's the case in the context of the result this week at Wentworth, and then we'll kind of delve into whether or not the PGA Tour should help out the European Tour in more serious way with making at least this event, the BMW PGA, a high-profile event that it deserves to be. But that's next week on the show. Please give us a 5-star review if you listen to us on iTunes. We really appreciate it. I know it's kind of annoying to go into iTunes and do it, but we would love you to do it if you do it. We think that's great. If you listen to us through any other platform, just send us your thoughts and comments either via Twitter or via email. We'd love to have them. We'd love to understand what you think about the show and what you think we can do better or what you think we're doing right. And also make sure to download the GNN app for you Android lovers out there. It's now in the Google Play Store, so you can check that out right now. And next week we'll tell you the same thing. If you have an Apple device, you can download the GNN app directly from the App Store next week. Very excited about that. So, until then, I'm Ryan Balaji saying thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the 19th Hole Golf Show.